As 2024 comes to an end, the news cycle begins to slow down. However, it's also a time to reflect on the past year and the moments that defined Northfield. Today, we spend a moment to think about the people we said goodbye to this year. Whether to death or to retirement, several friends, mentors, and community leaders left Northfield this year. Today, we take a moment to remember their legacy and how they impacted Northfield. I'm Logan Wells with KYMN's Look Back at This Year's Headlines. Kryn Finger, the longtime owner of the Rare Pair, located on the corner of 4th Street and Division Street, announced this past summer that she was selling the store to employees Barrett Frohl and Chrissy Neuger. Finger owned the Rare Pair for 33 years. The store is a favorite among Northfield and out-of-town shoppers looking for top-quality shoes and apparel. Finger said that she'd been thinking about retirement for a while, but the conversation picked up last December, and she came to an agreement with the two and retired at the end of this summer. Finger says she has great confidence in the new ownership team in retirement, and she says she plans to spend more time with her grandchildren and hopes to do some traveling. The two new owners were classmates at St. Olaf College, both graduating in 1999 before they actually met and became close friends. Frohl worked at the store while she was a student at St. Olaf, and both women got married and lived on the East Coast before settling back in Northfield. Frohl said as her husband was finishing his graduate work in Massachusetts, he asked her what she would like to do, and she responded she wanted to live in Northfield and work at the Rare Pair. Frohl and Neuger do not intend to make any drastic changes right away, stating that Finger has run the store extremely well for a long time. Neuger said that for the time being, the blueprint she created will work just fine. Although relatively new to Northfield, she's become appreciated by many. The editor of the Northfield News, Pam Thompson, retired last week. Thompson has a storied career working as an editor and reporter at many different outlets. However, the story of how Thompson came to Northfield almost seems like fate meant it to happen.
And I had just driven through Northfield, went to Content, bought a puzzle, had lunch at Hideaway, walked through the library, and I got back to Eau Claire, and there was an ad in the paper, no kidding, for editor of the Northfield News.
Thompson described her role as, quote, writing everything but sports, and that feature stories about community members were her bread and butter.
And so I just have learned to cover news by putting people in the center of the story.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really something I've been doing since graduate school.
Thompson is set to retire with her husband to Portugal next year. After 44 years of service to the Northfield Public Schools, Noel Stratmone retired from his seat on the Northfield School Board this year. Stratmone has served 12 terms on Northfield's Board of Education and currently owns the longest continuous tenure of any school board member in the state of Minnesota. He has been instrumental in many number of initiatives over his time, including building at least 3 schools and major renovation projects involving virtually every other school district property. The decision to assign iPads to each student in the district, major curriculum overhauls, and of course, every budget the district has seen over the last 44 years. Superintendent of Schools Dr. Matt Hillman said that Stratmone cannot be replaced and his presence on the board will be missed for many years to come, and he offered his deep gratitude to both Noel and his wife, Lois. Many members of the community have shared heartfelt messages for Stratmone, but one of the most meaningful is from fellow board member Rob Hardy. At the final school board meeting of the year, Hardy had this poem.
Each year, new words are added to the dictionary, and definitions change with changing times. But you have remained the definition of service, of duty, and humility. If there is a word for the greatness that comes of raising others above self, that word must be Noel.
Thank you, Noel, to your service to the Northfield School Board. And to everyone else in Northfield, thank you for making this place such a wonderful place for us to live. And that's it, folks. We did it. 2024 is in the books. Thank you for a fantastic year. I appreciate all the words of wisdom, thanks, and nice comments I've received in the last few months as news director. It's been an honor to be the news director here so far, and I'm excited to see you all in the new year. So one last time for 2024, reporting for KYMN News, I'm Logan Wells, wishing you all a happy new year.